I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Medicare open enrollment starts Friday, but once in a plan, few seniors change. Companies are ignoring Texas's vaccine mandate ban. And in California, Governor Newsom hasn't delivered on his big healthcare reform promises. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Thursday, October 14th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show. Medicare open enrollment starts on Friday. While insurers like UnitedHealthcare, Cigna, and Centene are expanding their Medicare Advantage footprint and premiums are expected to go down by 10% on average, they will have a hard time getting consumers to switch plans. That's because once enrolled, many seniors don't shop around. A Kaiser Family Foundation analysis found from survey data that overall about 70% of people didn't compare their plan with others for their coverage in 2019. Among Medicare Advantage enrollees, that figure was just about the same, 68%. What's really unfortunate is that seniors who could benefit most from comparing plans, like those with low incomes or who are disabled, were even less likely to do so. It's not for a lack of tools. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has a website that's set up for comparing plans. But more than 40% of seniors never looked at these online tools, and more than half never called the helpline. While this could suggest seniors are happy with their current coverage, it's more likely that it's really complicated for many to compare. The authors of the KFF paper say this may mean that the Medicare marketplace isn't working as intended. For MA plans, this means their focus should be on the expected 2.6 million seniors expected to sign up for Medicare Advantage for the first time this year. For the rest of today's news, I'm going to turn it over to contributor Maya Croft.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a sweeping ban on vaccine mandates in the state, defying President Biden's orders for federal workers and employees of large private companies to be vaccinated if they want to keep their jobs. What does that mean for companies like American Airlines and Southwest that are headquartered in the state? Not much, if you ask them. Both airlines dismissed the Texas law, saying their contracts with the government require they comply with federal law. Employees have to be fully vaccinated by December 8th or have an approved exemption. The Southwest Pilots Union has already come out against the mandate, even taking its beef to federal court. A similar standoff is underway in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis tried to ban cruise lines from enforcing vaccine requirements. A judge there upheld the cruise industry's right to require vaccines. A Politico analysis of census and CDC data showed that Biden's vaccine mandate may be more effective in some places than others. 2/3 of Americans work at firms with more than 100 employees and are therefore covered by the order, but people who work in small firms are also less likely to be vaccinated. In Texas, more than 250,000 workers fit this description. They live in counties where less than half the workforce works at a large firm, and the vaccination rate is under 50%. Hospitals in the state also oppose the mandate ban. In a statement, the president of the Texas Hospital Association criticized Abbott's move, calling it politically motivated. Turning to California, what a difference 3 years, a global pandemic, and a recall election make. Kaiser Health News this week took a look back at how California Governor Gavin Newsom's promise to make healthcare more affordable has been watered down since he took office in 2019. On the campaign trail, Newsom promised to bring single-payer health care to the state, eliminating private health insurance. He said he would open an office of health care affordability that would cap health care spending and shrink the profits of doctors and hospitals, efforts the industry vigorously opposed. But the governor has long been cozy with the industry. Doctors and insurers have donated millions to his campaigns. After taking office, Newsom softened his tack. He introduced legislation for the office that looked a little different from his campaign rhetoric. Instead of reining in healthcare spending, California would allow spending to keep growing within set limits. Then COVID arrived and put the plan on ice. The governor got even closer with healthcare industry leaders as they worked to secure protective gear, bend the case curve to keep hospitals from overflowing, and vaccinate Californians. Blue Shield of California even received a lucrative no-bid contract for the state's vaccination rollout. The state's healthcare industry giant seized on the chance to get even more access to the governor. Remember when Newsom was spotted flouting COVID protocols while dining at a fancy restaurant in Napa last fall? The infamous dinner that precipitated his recall effort? Who was sitting across the table from him at the French Laundry that night? Healthcare industry lobbyists. And the large health industry players in the state were pivotal in helping Newsom defeat the recall. According to state campaign finance records, the California Democratic Party got big donations from Blue Shield and the state's physicians lobby. 82% of Californians say it's either very important or extremely important to make healthcare more affordable. As Newsom faces re-election next year, he'll be caught between progressives who want him to keep his promise to move towards single-payer and the entrenched health industry interests of his benefactors. For Just Healthcare, I'm Maya Croft.
Taking a look at healthcare stocks, Evolent Health, a company that helps payers and providers execute on value-based care arrangements, closed the trading day down 11.5% on Wednesday. A few weeks ago, it was reported that Walgreens was considering acquiring the company. The broader healthcare sector was down just about 0.1%. Thanks for listening to Gist Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. Gist Healthcare Daily is an independent production of Gist Healthcare.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.